Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey guys, welcome back to Your Two Dads.
I'm Sean.
Your dads are back. I'm Julian.
Your dads are back.
Your dads are back.
Your dads are back.
Maybe your dad isn't back, but these dads are back. I know. So sorry if your dad never came back.
Hey, Jules.
Yo.
Julian Mac. Jules Mac.
I go by all of that.
Yeah. How was your week as a dad?
My week was pretty good. I think a development that I'm very happy with is the girls are currently obsessed with a song that I love. What? And I love it when that happens because they request a song.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great. But what song is it?
It's
is it going to be disappointing to me?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You're going to hate it. I don't know. How do you feel about Erasure?
Oh, Erasure's fine.
Oh, the song Always? I don't know.
Always I wanna be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like all they want to hear.
Well, of course. I mean, as a little kid, all you want to hear is Harmony, Harmony. It's such a weird song for a child to be obsessed with.
They love it. And there's a monster in the video, and they're like, you're the monster this time.
It's like, go that song, if you've never heard it,
I'm going to play it now.
Stop it, right? No, we can't play it.
Why not?
Because of laws.
But if we talk about it or talk over it, can.
No, what we're saying is you should stop, listen to it real quick so you get this next reference. It sounds like you went to an opera where a French clown is being fucked to death. So that's cool. So they're constantly like, please play Erasure.
Right.
They're like, hey, Papa, please play Erasure.
They go, always, always.
Always, yeah. Always. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fun. You know what? That is fun.
It is.
I mean, like my
son. And they sing it the whole time.
Yeah, my son is really into a song that I'm into, so this is actually interesting. He's super into Bingo by...
Oh, really? Oh, wait. Bingo.
Like, you know, B-I-N-G-O?
Oh, I thought like he was going with old ladies to the church
to play Bingo. No, he loves a song about a dog.
Oh, yeah.
His name
He's still so young, it's like baby songs.
And they friggin' rock. And then also, he's super into this Coco Melon video.
Yeah, what is this Coco Melon?
Coco Melon are... I have to assume it's an animation company that pays its animators about $5 a week.
Okay.
And they work so hard because they have so many videos. But it's just these songs, like all the classic kid songs.
They must be free.
I mean...
The classic kid songs?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
They're public domain. They got to be.
They got to be public domain. Yeah. And like they feature this family.
Which means we can play them.
They feature this family that's an older brother, a little sister... And a baby, a dorky dad, a hot mom, and then all these animals they're friends with.
Okay.
And like all the songs they play are like, you know, take me out to the ball game. Nolan's cheering because they're all hitting. It's great. It feels great. But then like, yeah, all the songs, they're very annoying at first, but then they seep into your brain.
Have they been originally recorded by this company again? Or
yeah.
Or are they just using
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it's the same.
Are they remixed?
Not kind of. I mean, they take some liberties at times. But like they turned Frère Jacques into like Farmer John. And teach my kid the French!
Right. I know.
It's the only French I knew as a child. I needed that. I don't need to... We're not singing about fucking Farmer John.
I know. We already got a Farmer John. He's old McDonald.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, John McDonald.
John McDonald.
John McDonald was his name.
J-O-H-M.
Yeah, so that's been my week is he's super into Bingo. We're playing Bingo all the time.
That's rough. The one song, what is the one kid's song, like baby song, that if you could just shoot it into space, you'd get rid of it? Because they're all like on a certain level annoying, but like the one I can't do is Wheels on the Bus, man. I just can't.
And
Goldie loved Wheels on the Bus.
It's a fucking annoying song. It's so annoying.
But little kids are like, this a banger.
I know. There's a song right now that I really hate from Coco Melon that's all about feeding your kid peas.
How's it go?
Oh, it's like What do I want, mommy? Give me the peas, please.
That sounds like a new one.
Yeah, it's new. It's like clearly public domain. They did it right. You can't just write new songs where it's like, I want the broccoli. Please, broccoli.
There's that, there's ones that, like, have you said the Walking in the Jungle song?
No, it's
Walking in the Jungle, Walking in the Jungle. We're not afraid. We're not afraid. One step, two steps.
Oh, I love that song.
Three steps forward. And then it's like they hear an animal and then they're like, ah! And then it's just a baby one.
That song freaking rocks. That's a good one. I like that one.
That one slaps.
Yeah, that one slaps hard. And I also really like the Ants Are Marching.
Dave Matthews Band?
No, that's Ants Marching. You know, the ants are marching one by one.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah, and
but that's not a kid's song. That's like a military song.
But Nolan, when it's on, he's just going, hurrah, hurrah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Is there one that is one? That's a good point. I wouldn't have thought of that one, but that one, I like that melody. But I don't think that's like a baby song. That's like a real song that they use for.
It's a kid's song. It's about ants marching, and then like it starts.
No, but the original lyrics are about killing the French in the 40s.
I'm gonna Google that. I think you're wrong. Well, we got a big show today.
We do.
Why don't we just get down to it?
Let's get down.
Oh well, you know what? When we come back, we're gonna be doing Your Two Dads.
We're already doing Your Two Dads.
Oh, we'll be doing more with Your Two Dads.
All right, guys, it's time to talk about StoryWorth. What is StoryWorth? Hey, I don't blame you for asking. StoryWorth makes it easy and fun for your loved ones to share their stories with weekly emailed story prompts, questions you've never thought to ask. At the end of the year, they'll get their stories bound in a beautiful hardcover book. Strengthen your family bonds and get to know your loved ones in a whole new way.
I actually need that. Like, cause I don't know if I know my loved ones.
Yeah. I mean, I would say you don't know your loved ones. I know you and you don't know them.
I think you're right. How does it work?
StoryWorth, you purchase a subscription for someone you love, and each week StoryWorth sends them an email with a question about their life. All they have to do is reply to the email with their story. All the stories are private and only shared with the family that you choose. After a year, their stories will be bound into a beautiful, keepsake, physical, beautiful book.
Oh, offline?
Yeah, it's like you're turning them into authors.
That's great.
Isn't it cool? It's a great way to connect with your family, to stay in touch. I got to say, I do not stay in touch with my family enough, and this sounds awesome.
No, this sounds amazing.
There is 1 year of weekly story prompts, a hardcover printed book, black and white interior with a color cover up to 480 pages. They can write stories and upload photos by email, on the web, or in the app, and you can invite an unlimited number of people to receive the stories. Now, this no-brainer, great gift for Father's Day.
It's 100%. I actually got this for my dad on Father's Day, and the question I asked him immediately was, do you love me? And I can't wait to find out.
I bet it's going to be 480 pages. This is obviously a great gift for Father's Day. So for $20 off, visit StoryWorth.com/2dads, and you'll get $20 off when you subscribe. Go to StoryWorth.com/2dads. Check it out. Give us credit. You get credit. You get closer to your family. We get closer to you. The whole thing is beautiful.
Yeah. Circle of love.
That's so nice.
You may know Brendan Walsh from his hilarious stand-up comedy. You may know Brendan Walsh from the times he's prank phone called you while you were in the privacy of your own home. Or you may know Brendan Walsh as the greatest man to ever come from Philadelphia. Oh, and he's also a dad. So, Brendan. Yeah. You're a dad.
Uh-huh.
How's that?
Okay.
So, you have a girl.
I have a little girl.
A little girl.
She's an angel.
Were you aware when you were having, because you're a particularly funny comedian.
Oh, now we're
talking.
Were
you aware that everyone was worried that you would lose your edge when you had a baby?
No, I don't. I don't know.
Oh, we weren't.
I don't think so, yeah.
I mean, that was kind of like the talk of like the comedy Slack was, Brendan's gonna lose
on
his
secret message board.
Yeah, he's gonna lose his edge.
Like on Instagram, we were like, oh, she's so cute. But then on Slack, we were like,
edge monitoring.
Yeah, behind your back Slack. Did you want to, whether or not you wanted this baby, did you know you wanted a baby, or did you had never thought about it, or what?
I hadn't been recently. I was thinking about it because, you know, I was getting older and was like, huh, I wonder if I'm going to have a kid. And there were like a lot of
like, it just happens to you.
Well, I mean, it kind of does just happen.
Yeah. Yeah,
for a lot of people.
Right.
Teenagers.
Mm hmm.
Single mothers.
Single moms love just randomly having a child.
Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
I guess that's not really a baby.
So I had, or I don't know, but I was thinking about it more like, huh, I wonder if it's going to happen. Like, I'm going to have to meet somebody. And yeah. Like, so
you were a single guy just sitting in your room.
Yeah.
Just being like, one day I will have a child.
And there was never really like a huge urge. Like, right. I was never like, oh, someday I'll have a huge family. Like,
right.
I was like a typical shithead in my 20s of like, why would anybody bring a kid to this planet? Sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suck fucking shit.
And then you brought a child into the world like, wow, they're saying there's like 20
years.
Yeah,
yeah. There's like 5 minutes left. So I'm glad I got to experience the whole having a kid thing, you know, just from a purely selfish standpoint.
Your voice, you sounded like you had a rough 20s. If that was your voice.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Chain smoke. That was before the Juul was invented.
Oh, hell yeah, the Juul.
Where did you meet your lady?
Let's not get into all that.
Okay. No problem. I don't blame you.
I was picking up trash in the park.
Is that true?
No, we met.
And you said, sorry for thinking it might be true.
Yeah. Well, it's like a double, you know.
Yeah, same, it was good. It was a good joke. So what about that idea of like, do you want to raise a good person or do you want to be friends with your kid?
Yeah, like what kind of dad are you?
I don't know. I'm pretty hands-on. Mm-hmm. I don't have any real like plan. I don't know. I just kind of take it as it comes.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. She's two, so.
Yeah, it's a little early.
Barely two.
Yeah. But I've been around your daughter. She seems like she has like more going on in her life than like she
did you even know about.
No, like
she's pretty social and like, you
when
know.
She was talking to my son, she knows a horse says nay. My son says night night to the horses whenever he sees them, which is alarming. It's like, what a, like, it makes me think he kills horses.
No, he's just,
oh, can't wait to say night night.
They're reincarnated from someone, so maybe he's a horse killer.
What do you do for fun with her?
We'll go to, you know, various parks.
Mm-hmm.
She
do you have a dad crew or do you just go by yourself?
I'll go by myself. There's a few, like Sean, there's a few couples of mm-hmm. people that were friends. There, it's like, oh, we're already friends.
We all kind of had babies at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right around the time of Trump. So that's why comedy's gotten less funny.
It's funny. It's like when you have a kid the same age as somebody else, you're supposed to, it kind of, in a lot of ways, it makes you put aside any differences you would have and just be like, let's just fucking hang out because we both have a kid the same age. So if you don't with somebody, it means you really don't like
them. I think that's like, I feel like that. I feel like I'm lucky because, yeah, there's enough people mm-hmm. in my social circle who I want to hang out with because I don't want to hang out with a lot of people anyway. So.
Right.
Right now, I'm only hanging out with people I genuinely like that have kids because I'm sure down the line it's coming. Like once my kid Marley starts making friends in school, that's when I'm gonna have to hang out with some fucking dickheads.
Yeah,
she'll be like, oh well, her best friend is like,
my kid's in kindergarten and it's like starting.
Yeah,
yeah,
just like boring fucking parents.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh,
have you had to do that yet?
I'm doing it the wrong way. Like, instead of letting
you're meeting the kids,
like, well, I'm, instead of Goldie being like, I want to hang out with so and so, you know, on the weekend or whatever, I go, hey, you know who's cool is that so-and-so kid in her class because their parents don't look like assholes.
Oh, okay.
And then Goldie's like, yeah, I don't care about that kid. I'm like, but have you ever really gotten to know him? Yeah. You know, because I don't want her to come to me with like the asshole kid, you know, but
it's
that's not gonna how it
happen.
Works.
I mean, I didn't, you know, it's, that's one thing that having a kid makes you like, it's like brings back a lot of memories about like, you know, being young. Like, not that I remember when I was two, but like just certain things, well, like that, like parents where parents were all one thing. Like, I never thought to myself about, like there were some shitty kids I hung out with. Like, they were funny, but, like, I never thought about, like, oh, yeah, my parents hate their parents are disgusting. Like,
yeah.
They're just, like, these disgusting people who happen to have their shitty son in the same school as me.
Right.
And we both make each other laugh and get each other in trouble. So we're friends, and now my parents have to, like, deal with these shitty people to pick me up from their disgusting house.
That's what's so funny about my dad. My dad was, like, not a part of it. He was like, fuck it, I'll do the bare minimum to get you to maybe hang out with this kid, but I don't, I'm not saying hello to their parents. I'm not, he didn't care what anyone thought of him. So he didn't, like, deal with that shit. He was just like,
I mean, there wasn't a lot of parental interaction. Like, I generally, you know, you're hanging out with kids in the neighborhood, and so, you know, you're pretty self-sufficient of, like, walking to somebody's house, and I don't, like, it's, I guess the parents, like, my parents would have to talk to other parents when we'd get in trouble.
When there was a problem.
Yeah. It was just like, okay,
that's going to happen with you more when they're younger, because I think boys get in more trouble at first.
Oh, yeah. I will say, this week was the first week ever that Nolan punched me in the face.
How old is he?
He's almost two.
Almost two.
They're like the same. It's weird. I feel like before you had Nolan, for some reason, maybe it's because you guys were just like, he's like a month older than Marley. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Is he turn two this month?
Yeah, May.
Okay.
End of May. Yeah, no. What we found out are our girls develop faster, and, like, their brains are just better at, like, piecing together the world.
Mm-hmm.
And boys are just so angry, even when they're happy. Yeah. Like, he's the happiest boy in the world, and we were just sitting on the couch, and he just punched me. And I knew what he was thinking. He was like, I wonder what happens when I do this.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's like when people voted for Trump.
Yeah. And he fucking punched me in the face, and Aaron was like, you should tell him to stop that. But it's, like, kind of funny.
No,
like,
you should tell him to stop it, yeah. But, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. It's like, you don't want to come down on him all the time for, like, impulses, but
yeah,
it's like...
Yeah, exactly. Like,
they don't know what they're doing.
He doesn't know what he's doing. So, like, young. If I say no, like, he's going to do it more.
Yeah.
But the thing that
he is an O'Connor. Wow.
So you guys are both from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Philly...
I didn't know that. I don't think I knew that.
I don't remember why I knew that you were from Philly. But
don't you see his goatee? Yeah.
No, it's... you were a bad kid in Philly, I remember. We had this conversation. I just can't remember when it was.
Yeah.
Why.
Must have been a while ago, right?
Yeah, it was a long time ago. I grew up, like, right outside of Philly.
Aha,
so, like,
now we're getting to the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm. Were you in Philly?
Yeah.
Where?
Like the Northeast Tacony, like the Tacony-Palmyra Bridge, where that, are you familiar with that bridge?
Oh, yeah.
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 It's right, like, on the other side of that. Mm-hmm. Well, on the Philadelphia side.
When's the last time you used the word John?
Not that long ago. I forget about it, and I really would like that to naturally be part of my vocabulary.
I think it should be a part of everyone's vocab. Yeah. Like, yeah. I think it's so useful to just point at anything and go, John?
At home, if people don't know, if people don't know, a John is just a thing.
Yeah.
It's anything.
Yeah.
You know, could be that water bottle. It could be the remote.
Yeah, hand me that John over there.
That's awesome. That's great.
In high school, we used to just say Jonathan. we went the whole way with it.
That's what you know you're from outside of Philly.
Jonathan.
Because it's such a dumb
John is
word.
Good. The Sixers are playing tonight, actually. And
this isn't going to be released until they're eliminated from the playoffs. So,
what would you say is the Philly style of parenting? Is there a Philly style of parenting?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't realize until I moved away from Philly how
strong the culture is.
Well, just what. Well, I lived in a real kind of, I mean, I guess anywhere you grow up, everybody's kind of the same. But, like, the neighborhood I grew up in, like, everybody's dad was, like, a cop or a fireman, more or less.
And were you in the Irish neighborhood?
It was, like, Irish, Italian, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I think that's always how it is.
Yeah.
Is that, like,
they
commingle,
like, but
better?
No, Germantown's up a little further.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah, it's very homogenous in Philly to the point where, and no one moves to... that area.
It's the opposite of a melting pot. It's many pots spread out. Yeah, I mean, like, but it, what is the Philly way? Because the New Jersey way, because my parents are both.
Is there a Philly way? Like, I think it depends on where your parents. Like, I feel like all my friends and my parents, all my friends' parents, including my parents, none of those people were, like, equipped to be parents.
I think that might just be the boomer way. Like, they had, like, the easy. Truly. Outside of, like, some of their parents dying in World War II, the easiest lives.
Yeah.
The boomers are so easy. But, like, that's the reason why I say Julian said Philly first, but I'm continuing the Philly parenting, is because my college roommate was this guy named Mike Savage from Northeast Philadelphia.
Okay.
And he was, it was like he was raised by Eagles jersey. Like, he had a Caesar haircut, a chip tooth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like all of the
gold chain with like a pendant on it. Like,
oh, it was definitely a cross.
Yeah.
And
the only rap you're allowed to listen to is Beastie Boys.
he was very, very racist.
Yeah.
And, but one time, I walked into my room from class and he was just jerking off on my bed fully nude. And then I go, "What the fuck are you doing, man?" And he goes, "My Philly friends would laugh at this." So I, in my head, I'm like, "Is that a Philadelphia?"
Yeah.
Is that a Philadelphia?
He tied that to his culture.
The Philly prank. It's the Philly special.
We call it
anytime
a tasty cake.
Somebody, if you're left alone in somebody's bedroom, if they go like to make a phone call and you're left in their room, you strip down naked, get in their bed.
It's called a butterscotch crimpet. That I think the Philly idea is like basically don't think you're better than me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
there's not like an they're not like be whatever you want. You can be whatever you want when you grow up. It's like you know.
No, it's a total like, okay, you could play in your band or play your music or do your acting thing, but take the steam fitters test. So, like,
okay, so that's similar. Yeah, my mom, like...
Well, Jersey and Philly are like not different.
Yeah, were you South Jersey?
Jersey Shore.
Oh, right.
And when I remember, Julian and I sold a show to MTV when I was... like 23, and I was like, "All right, Mom, it's happened. I no longer have to work getting menial jobs and stuff." And my mom was like, "Well, here's the postal exam. It's a very good job."
My dad, I have a bunch of these stories, but the one I remember best is when my dad said, when I told him I want to be a stand-up comedian, he goes, "Yeah, and you know what? Like, you could just like own a club, and then that way you're around it, but you know, you don't have to worry about like being funny." Like that was his reaction to me telling him I wanted to be a stand-up comedian. Or you could just own a club. Oh, you mean like be a businessman? you could
festival.
Do that or something totally different that doesn't require talent.
But we were like, and boys are crazy. Little boys are fucking monsters. And, you know, like at the park, like, Marley almost gets like, trampled by
it's crazy,
you know, 4 or 5 year old boys, 3 to 5 or whatever. I don't know. I think it starts at 3 because I have some friends who have 3-year-old who had 3-year-old boys at one point, and that's when I was like, I'm never coming over again, and you're never coming to my house again.
We've kind of made a rule that like he can't bring toys to the park. Like they have enough at the park because 3-year-olds and up just steal the toy and they're like, "This is my toy."
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I can't be like, "Hey, fight him," because he's like, "I'm gonna learn to punch in a week."
Yeah.
Well, I think the toys at the park, those cars, those plastic cars that like they can get in and you push them.
Oh yeah.
People shouldn't take those to the fucking park, because then I go to the park and I'm like, all right, you know, get the fucking dog, get her all ready, you know, drive to the park to play in the park. Somebody has one of those cars and she just wants to sit in that fucking car the whole time.
Yeah, the whole time when those are around is like, well, it's not yours, so like, I don't know, man.
But they don't know yours.
Yeah, no,
hers
I kind of just
you know.
Let her do whatever, but I'm like, this is ruining the whole park day.
It's such a... Goldie's kind of outgrown that stage, but I remember being so annoyed when people would bring like really cool toys to the park. It's like, what are you doing? Like, yeah, what are you doing?
Fucking
the
cause
only
trouble.
Toy I think that's acceptable to take to a park is a ball, because you're supposed to play with other people.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. But like, to bring a like a wand,
somebody
or something,
to steal
or like
the ball, though, at some point.
One time I saw
a wand
people walking into a
just like a fucking magic wand with like lights in it. And
I
shit.
Saw someone
like,
coming
works?
With Monopoly, yeah. And then
what?
I started playing Monopoly.
Now all the adults are like, I'll go to play.
I gotta play. Then you're there for 8 hours.
Oh, but about like the parenting styles, that's like we were talking about, like, you know, these shitty boys and actually girls too. There was like a little girl who like smashed Marley in the face with something, and
damn.
I mean, it wasn't that
what
bad.
What park
but
are you going
like,
to?
That wasn't even a park situation. It was somebody. Either way, the
yeah.
But when like kids pull shit like that, the moms, like, you just see the way they talk to their kids. And I'm not saying like you have to like scream at your kid or hit them or anything, but there's never, I don't know, it's just such a like, okay, you can't stab somebody in the eye with a pencil. I know you're artistic and I love that about you. Like, it's all
a
bunch of compliments. And then just kind of like, but they like to see as well. but there's never any like, no. Don't do that. It's like, right. Oh, you're listen, I'm gonna talk to you like a person. And
it's this thing that I don't know. I would love to find out the genesis of this, but there was like just one parenting book that was like, the whole thing is don't say no to your kid.
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah, like, I remember when that came
a
out.
A certain type of person read it and they now acts that way with everything.
Yeah.
And it, like, it does suck, because you do have to be like, hey, no.
Yeah, I don't, like, I haven't had to deal with any, like, Marley hasn't done anything super shitty to a kid yet. Like, she'll fucking not want to share a toy every now and then, but she'll usually comes around where you're just like, come on,
yeah,
cool, and then she'll do it.
The same with Nolan, but I also know that we're heading towards an age where he's going to do something shitty.
Yeah.
And that my main fear is not being able to say no to him. My main fear is he does something shitty and then another dad kicks the shit out of him.
Yeah.
I'm so afraid of that. I wish there was a way
that
around
could happen,
that.
I guess. I mean, I've wanted to kick some fucking kids, you know? Like,
yeah.
Just crazy running around the park and, like, you know, coming so close to
especially
stepping
the older
on my kid.
One. Like, kids that are like 8 sometimes, yeah. And you're like, what are you even doing here?
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, yeah, right.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody like, here's 4 and under.
Yeah,
fucking stupid.
Yeah, get a friend. Here's some pot.
Yeah, we get it. You're fast. You're literally twice the height of everyone else.
I was close to. There was a kid on the play set thing at the. He kept, you know, Marley's 2. She's, you know, doesn't move around so great. She's climbing up on the thing, and this little shit kept like climbing up real fast, just like pushing right past her to go down the slide, and then doing it again, doing it. And then at one point, like, Marley's on this little landing, and then she's going up to the next one, and he's already like up on the stairs. He just takes his shoes off and like wings them like right past her fucking head. And his stupid mom's there the whole time, just like, Alexander, no, don't do that. And I'm just like, I'm gonna push this fucking kid off of here if he touches my daughter. Like, if that shoe hit Marley, I probably would have grabbed the fucking kid.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't. I'm not a psycho, but like.
There's this like modern problem that, and I've been guilty of it, but I try to be mindful of it.
I'm
going to
say, you seem like you would hit another person's kid.
No, not that. Yeah. I mean, I might. I don't know.
I don't know if I would hit. I don't know what I would have done, but it was just like.
I'd probably cross whatever their parents think is the line. I wouldn't hit another kid, but I would probably like do something that their parents wouldn't appreciate.
Yeah. Like hold him down, spit in his mouth.
Yeah. Or like where you dangle it.
Yeah.
I probably would have just been. I would have told his mom. I'd be like, get your fucking kid out of here right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lady.
But there's this thing like with the not saying no and just being like, this is a hard rule.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what I was kind of getting at, is like, parents want their kids to like them and be like, oh, we're on the same team. And
it's all I want, man. I just want Nolan.
That's
to
how
be
you
like,
raise a piece of
you
shit.
You are. He's like, at the end of the day, I couldn't have done this without the chill.
He uses
dad
at the end
the
of the day all the time.
Yeah, he's like, at the end of the day,
Marley's
you,
into
sir,
that too.
Are chill.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, they don't realize that kids feel way better when you say, don't fucking do that. That's what they crave. They want to hear, like, they want to know where they stand.
Yeah.
Because they don't know.
Do you really curse at your kids?
I try not to, but it just flies out.
The Philly, baby.
You curse at the kid?
Huh?
You curse at your kid? Like, don't fucking do that.
Yeah. What, really? You don't?
No.
That's how they hear
I mean,
you.
We swear around her all the time, which I'm surprised that she's not swearing yet.
I know, because he's now, like, mimicking everything we say, and I just throw fucking around so much.
Yeah. No, I'm joking. I don't. I think she said I don't curse at my kid.
You did have to. I'm like, wow, Julian, you're I'll saving all the good acting like, for post.
I will swear to like I'll be like, well, looks like your goddamn mother didn't fucking do the dishes.
Yeah, yeah, that's when you're supposed to. Or like sometimes I'll just be like, you're fucking killing me right now.
I mostly just say everything sucks dick. I say that about everything. Well, guys, it's time for a first break, but we'll be back with, I don't know, a movie review.
Ooh. Hey guys, your one dad, Julian McCullough here to talk to you about We Knows Parenting, another parenting podcast, but this one has a lady.
It's different.
It's different. They can't call it your two dads legally because there's a mom.
Yeah, there's a dad and a mom. They're so different from us.
It almost sounds better. Anyway, it's a great podcast. Peter McNerney of Story Pirates and Beth Newell of Reductress are real parents dealing with real issues, but they're also comedians, so they have a much funnier way of describing what we all go through, unlike us, who don't even know what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're just making it up off the butt of our pants.
Hey, you want to know something? I don't even have kids.
Julian, stop saying that. We Knows Parenting is not prescriptive. They don't claim to be experts or have all the answers like we do. They're just two parents trying to figure it out all along with you.
We really do. We're two guys, so we're like, we know all the answers. Yeah. Peter and Beth describe the gender dynamics of parenting and get into the negotiations that many millennial parents face in trying to share the burden of parenting.
You know, like, should we give him avocado toast or...
Or cocaine. Yeah, it's a tough one.
Yeah. Listen and subscribe to We Knows Parenting at Apple Podcasts or on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts. I listen to them on Apple Podcasts.
I listen to them on the toilet.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Welcome back.
Oh, my God.
Welcome back. Brennan, how was that pee break that you just took?
Oh, man. It's great.
Anyway, so... Well, what we do here, besides fucking meander,
yes,
is we talk about things and if they're good for children.
Yeah,
and one of those things that kids like is media.
They do,
and we
content,
and we have all watched Incredibles 2.
Incredibles 2 is kind of new in the mix, and it's not bad. Coco, that was a big one for a while.
I actually really like Coco.
I like Coco too. It's hard not to get. Sad at that one part.
Oh,
man.
My God. The songs are great.
The songs are good.
The songs are really good. It's sad. It is sad. It is sad.
Sing, did you ever get into that?
Yeah, I love Sing.
Sing's good, too.
Nolan loves Johnny the Gorilla.
Yeah, so does Marley.
And he, like, pretends he's playing piano.
I'm still standing.
Oh, and he goes, yeah. Oh, my God.
I took one. There's maybe three movies ever that I took Goldie to in the theater, and Sing was one of them. It's a very adult, like, it's a story. It's like the animals are animals, but they're just like doing people things. Like, it's not like a fucking, they could have been people.
Disclaimer for people listening, this is the first cartoon Julian's ever seen.
But it was just, it's very plot, and it's very like, my dad needs to be proud of me for continuing his legacy, and 3-year-olds are like, what, you know, there's like that kind of thing. But she loved the fucking gorilla, and that was her favorite part.
The gorilla's a fucking horse.
I'm still standing.
You see him, you're like, this is a hunk.
Yeah, yeah.
What's he doing hanging out with these jokes?
I know.
But it also is interesting to see, like, you know what? Let's not talk about Incredibles 2.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk about Sing. It's natural. We all like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen that more than Incredibles 2 is kind of new in the mix, and it's not bad. I like it all right.
But with Sing, like... Do you feel like our children, 2 years old, is it appropriate for them in a way where, like, you do bring up this complex theme and, like, of Mr. Moon, the koala bear, all he wants is to make his dead father proud.
Right.
Yeah.
Who's never in the movie. So to the kids, they're like, what? Who is this guy?
Yeah, well, he doesn't even appear as like a ghost nodding in approval.
Yeah, that's true. They could use that. They're making a sequel.
Maybe it's all about the ghost dad. I mean, we do need a new ghost dad.
Yeah, now that Cosby's...
it's time.
Well, same we don't need to too, get if you that. Really want to break it all down, because like Johnny, his dad's robbing banks
But I think that emotional arc of that thing is like it's your classic. He has a tough guy dad who wants to rob banks, and like Johnny cares about singing. Yeah. All he wants to do is sing, and he's kind of partly responsible for his dad being in prison. And his dad,
he's 100% responsible for his dad being in prison. He didn't fucking show up.
He didn't show up.
He's 100%.
But then,
I mean, I guess his dad did the robbing.
But then his dad sees him singing.
Yeah.
And like, he forgives Johnny. And it's like, honestly, the first time ever that Johnny's dad understands Johnny.
And his dad breaks out of prison so easily.
Yeah, it's like, oh, gorillas are strong. Yeah. Why aren't they always doing that?
Why didn't you tear the bars off the wall?
He's jumping from building to ground.
Yeah.
No, they're only that strong shortly right after an epiphany. That's why he was able to do it.
You have to believe in
yourself. It's that epiphany strength. You got to realize you were wrong the whole time.
Here's another trivia tidbit from Sing. Mr. Moon's assistant, the lady with the weird eye, the lizard lady, that's a guy does the voice.
What?
Yep.
I've been jerking off to a guy.
All the voices. And
Who is it?
A guy. It's just some guy. Not like he's probably like a renowned voice actor guy.
Right.
Wait, really?
Yep. And Rhea Perlman is the bank lady.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Not a huge part.
Oh, it's the director does Miss Crawley.
Oh, that's the director. Okay.
Yeah, the guy who wrote and directed it.
What I love about these movies like that and that are modern, and it didn't happen when we were kids for our parents, is the use of our songs in their movies so that our kids now like the songs that we can stand to listen to, because they didn't do that for our parents.
I think that started with Shrek, where like all animation kind of was like, hey, we know adults have to like sit through this 100 times, so we'll give you some monkey songs, we'll give you some songs that you like,
Smash Mouth songs
and occasionally there'll be a joke where Donkey is clearly talking about his boner. But only you'll get that. You'll get the donkey boner.
But I appreciate that. It is funny that like kids now, like, you know, like your kid will start singing like a Stevie Wonder song. Like that didn't happen.
Yeah, she does like that song that Mina sings.
Yeah, Don't Worry About a Thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not an original song? That's a Stevie Wonder song? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I'm a punk.
You know what is an original song is the punk rock girls song.
Yeah.
I thought that was like Scarlett
Johansson singing.
Yeah.
That one fucking rocks.
That sounds to me like whoever wrote Kelly Clarkson's songs wrote that song.
It probably was. It's a winner.
Yeah.
I think Sing is a winner. And if I had to rank it using our bottle system, I give it 4 out of 5 bottles.
Like baby bottles?
Yeah. Baby bottles.
I mean,
Sing's bottles of Jack Daniels.
How about you? What do you rank it?
Sing, I think for co-watchability, I give it 5 bottles.
Wow, the highest score.
For leaving your kid to watch it and they have to understand it themselves, they can get bored. I can see them being slow parts with a lot of dialogue that they're like, what?
Yeah.
So I give it like a 3 for that. And then the songs I like, the songs are good. Songs are in all these movies now. Mm-hmm. So
I could sing that whole music, the audition montage.
Mm-hmm.
I could sing that
so
whole
many
thing.
Jokes in that too.
I know.
I love the frogs doing jump. I love
snail doing ride like the wind. Yeah, that's a good one. How funny is it to think about a snail singing a getaway song?
Hey, you know what? I'm raising up to 5 bottles.
Hey,
I like that the bull that farts. I think it's a bull, right? The guy who farts, he steps on the snail.
He steps on
the snail. He's like, oh, it's Jerry.
And then they're friends at the end.
Yeah.
They
were already friends, and he stepped on him on an accident. I'd go 5 and 5. Marley she's like very adept at chilling. Like she's learned from the best parents on how to like really just get comfortable on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
And she will like movies that do drag, if one of us are around, she'll like want to skip ahead. But if she's left alone, she'll sit through the whole thing.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. No, that's been Nolan's new thing this like last 2 weeks. Is if something's on screen that he doesn't want to watch, he goes, no! So they were like fast-forwarding Paddington. He needs just Paddington getting into hijinks. He doesn't want to see the family show. So check it out. Sing.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a buy from us. Anyway, yes. We'll be back with that thing where we eat things.
And we're back.
Wow.
Your two dads. We're
with Dad Brendan Walsh.
We're going to review. It's food review time.
Yeah.
Today I went to Target and I picked up something I hadn't seen before. I got to put on my dad glasses to read these. Happy Tot is the brand, organics.
It's in 68 font.
I know, it's crazy. Happy Tot organics. These are bowls. They had a whole line of, it's just a bowl of ready to eat food. You can put it in the microwave or you can eat it room temperature.
Mm-hmm.
I think as adults, we probably would love it heated up, but I think a lot of kids don't.
And it's
don't
a bowl,
like,
not a wrap. Like if your kid's watching his carbs, you can, there's no tortilla.
Yeah, there's no tortilla.
So what's the first one?
Let's start with dinner and then we'll do dessert.
Okay,
so,
let's give us the ingredients.
This is the Love My Veggies bowl. This is a cheese and spinach ravioli with organic marinara sauce. Full serving of veggies.
Mm-hmm.
4 grams of protein.
Mm-hmm.
And 0 grams of added sugar.
Ah!
What's the sodium like?
The sodium is, I can't tell if you're kidding, so I'm going to answer you.
I'm serious.
Sodium is 100 grams. So that's 7%.
That's nothing. That's why baby food tastes like shit. There's no salt in there.
Yeah. And even in the next, well, we'll get into the next one because I looked at the sugar on that one.
I think this is going to be interesting.
Yeah. So,
I don't technically like cheese or spinach. I'm not a cheese guy.
Well, the other thing was cheesy.
You only eat hot dogs, don't you?
I only eat hot dogs.
you strike me as that kind of guy. You're a picky eater, right?
Did you ever hear that stat?
I'm always picking up hot dogs.
So let's do it first before we eat it. I think we should do a smell test because that's the first thing you notice when you open a baby food.
Yeah,
the smell.
They always say that on Food Network is you eat with your nose first.
Wow. Yeah. It smells pretty good. It smells like basic cold marinara sauce to me.
Yeah, it smells like a Lunchables marinara sauce.
Like a Chef Boyardee.
Yeah. How's the gravy?
Yeah, it's a... Karen! Karen, have you eaten my Lunchable?
I give the smell. It's not like nauseating or anything. It's fine.
I don't think it's so gross.
No.
Okay. Yet.
So I'm going to grab a ravioli. Sorry, Sean. There is carbs. It's a ravioli.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's perfect. I only eat carbs.
Okay.
Don't say how you feel.
You
should chew it right into the mic, right?
I thought I was. Sean's face. I love when Sean hates food.
The review from Sean's face is
it. Is it the spinach, Sean? You don't. Is it that there's a vegetable? What is it? Oh, Brandon doesn't like it either.
Well, it's, you know.
It.
Well, we'll give the reviews.
Okay. Who wants to go first?
I could go first. I don't like it, but it's not as bad as that meat paste we had. That meat paste was really disgusting.
That was real bad. That was real bad.
And I had chunks of meat in my mouth for like the rest of the night. The marinara sauce is the same they use in like a Lunchables, like pizza.
Maybe, but there is so little sodium in this that I bet there's a lot more salt the older food is aimed at.
Maybe. I don't like the coldness of the noodle.
That's the...
You think heated up, this might be really good.
If you heated that up, it would be more than twice as good.
Wow.
I think so. Because the consistency of the pasta was like kind of like not the it shouldn't be like that
right
no
too
yeah
too crumbly
it
or
was
something.
Yeah it was and
well I mean they say you got to heat these things up for 20 seconds I mean we don't have time for that.
I hate cheese, so I didn't like the cheese, but like the spinach I didn't taste it.
Right.
Yeah. But I mean I guess that's a failure on their end, but I would give that to my kids still. So
yeah,
for me, it's a num-num.
It tastes healthy to me.
Num-num for me too.
Definitely
I give it
num-num
to the kid, definitely.
And I think you're right. I think if you heated it up, it'd be awesome.
It'd be a lot better. I don't know if it'd be awesome, but it would definitely be better.
Yeah. But yeah, the lack of salt is like, it's a wake up call when you try that, when to realize how much salt you are eating.
It's overwhelmingly bland. Yeah. That is truly like,
but if we cut salt out of our diets and ate that, we'd be like, that's delicious.
Like it almost, the marinara sauce to me, it's so bland. It's almost like you took an Italian chef after he cooked and ate, brushed his teeth, and you're eating the spit.
It's like if LaCroix made a tomato sauce.
Yeah.
Why are you eating more?
I always have a bonus bite.
Bonus bite.
Num num or no no. Bonus bite.
I can see getting used to that. It is bland, but kids like bland. Kids
don't. Oh, like what about eat up or spit up? No, ooh. No, num num or no no is good.
What do you have?
So the next one is this is a morning bowl. It's the Super Morning Bowl by Happy Tot Organics. It's oatmeal and sprouted quinoa. It's organic apples and blueberries. There's 3 grams of fiber.
I know
exactly what this is going to taste like before.
And it's gluten free. And the sugar content, we're not going to worry about salt in this one so much. Huh? There's literally no salt. There's 5 milligrams of salt. Mm. The sugar is actually higher than I thought it would be. It's 7 grams, but it's not added, so it's the fruit. So mm-hmm. That's not too bad. For perspective, a bowl of cereal, of sugar cereal, like Lucky Charms, is 9 grams of sugar. And this is 7.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so this might actually taste good.
Yeah. I think it's going to taste like cobbler,
it's going to taste like, I think I know what it's going to taste like.
What is your prediction?
Oh, that is not what
like
I thought it would look
oatmeal,
like.
Oatmeal, like
it looks like.
That's straight cat food.
Yeah, it looks like cat food.
On the first pull, that is a cat food.
Oh, I forgot. I got to use the same spoon.
Yeah, we have to do the smell thing. Remember?
Yeah, yeah. It smells great.
Yeah, it smells like
like a dessert
or whatever.
Mushed up vegetables.
Vegetables?
Fruit.
Fruit. Yeah.
They're the same to me. I don't eat them.
It looks like a hockey puck.
It does not look appetizing.
Like a gray, it's a gray hockey puck. You
can
go first. Yeah, go for
it. Just to.
Yeah, to me, yeah, it looks.
It's not appetizing.
It looks exactly like when you would open up like a cat food thing, like Friskers.
So let's break it down. So on site, what do you think? What do you give it?
Zero.
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 It's so hideous.
I give it a zero too. On smell.
It smelled fine. A three.
What's the top 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you got there?
Should we heat this up too?
I
couldn't hurt, probably.
Yeah, honestly, I think heating it up would make it
better. Why do I take such big bites to test something?
I took such a big... I don't want that.
It's...
Hate it!
It's actually super gross.
If I had to eat a whole one,
God,
I'd eat the spaghetti
this.
One.
Yeah, I think the spaghetti one's actually far better than this.
No.
Yeah, this is a big no-no for me.
This thing lied to me. Well, you know, this reminds me of that Maya Angelou quote, when someone shows you what they are, believe them. And this thing looked like shit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that...
It's not sweet at all. It's like...
It turns out I need a minimum 20 grams of sugar. It's really...
Yeah, that is not good. But I can see a kid loving that. Because they like bland food. That's like why it's bland.
We kind of just, we're not really giving her stuff. Like we give her those pouches sometimes still. Yeah. But like she's kind of just eating with us now.
Us too, but.
Steak?
Jack in the Box.
That came so fast that I believe you. Well, let's conclude. I think Happy Tot Veggie Bowls. Should people try them? Or veggie bowls, whatever the super bowls, the Happy Tot bowls.
I would say the pasta would work for any child. I think they'll really like that. It tastes at least like what it's trying to accomplish. The other one, the dessert one, no.
Can I see the
kids
packaging?
Don't need morning bowls.
They
just
also
give
have
a handful of
cheesy
Cheerios.
Quinoa and like macaroni or whatever. They
I
got
mean,
like
they're
5
organic,
different flavors. Yeah, I think they're worth a shot.
Yeah, you might as well. What did they cost?
Oh, that was the next thing I was going to say. I think they were kind of expensive. I think they were like $3.19. Is that right?
I just spit my water out.
I think that I could be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure they were that expensive. In which case, no. That's crazy.
Definitely a no-no for the quinoa morning bowl.
Right.
But I think...
She might like it. I mean, I don't know. It's if well, the kid you, likes
you're,
it.
You're free to take these home and give them to her now that we've all tried them.
No, I don't want to. No? It's going to spill in my car.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, he was joking, but yeah. Here's what I'm not joking about. You hear that sound. We got to open the diaper bag. Here's a question we got from at Ms. Danny Fernandez. How do you balance giving kids privacy while also making sure they don't do something stupid or harmful?
Mm-hmm. The old don't be putting your finger in your butt thing when I turn my back. Wait, right? Is that?
Well, I mean, like, it's just like, how do you get stuff? I think my interpretation of this is like, how do you go about your day while your kid's there and like you're not like completely paying attention to that?
Right.
Like, how do you go about that?
Well, obviously it's an age thing, but I think it is important almost at any age, even two, that they have some actual alone time. Like where they're, you know, they can't get hurt or when you're in the house, but like where they learn how to like be on their own and explore themselves and their surroundings without us constantly being like, well, you know, yeah. I think that's important.
Yeah. I mean, that question's a little above my pay grade on,
yeah.
Like, I'm not giving her privacy, but I do give her like, usually it's I'm 100% there when I'm with her, unless if I really have to do something, I'll put like Sing on or something, mm-hmm. or the YouTube play those Cocomelon videos.
Those Cocomelon videos.
Talk about a hot cartoon mom.
What's Cocomelon?
She can do so much better than the Cocomelon dad.
Yeah, he's such a dork.
He's such a dork. Every dance move he does, it's like they never learn to animate adult arms. Oh, if you haven't seen Cocomelon, check that out, because yeah. Truly that is how you balance giving kids privacy while also making sure they don't do something stupid.
But I will, like, I don't always... I'm very aware of the screen time stuff where like, you know, there'll be a day where I'm like, yeah, I'm tired. Just go ahead, watch that shit. And then we'll go to the park. But if like, I won't do that 2 days in a row and she'll kind of get the idea and go and just start, you know, reading her books or playing, but I know where she is, you know, I see.
Yeah,
her.
Of course. Yeah, no, I like, we mostly let Nolan just play with like blocks and stuff. Well, and then like we're sitting on the couch, probably decompressing. And then, yeah, like, he hasn't gotten hurt at all. We're very thankful for that. That's great.
I had a hard time. I have to say, I had a hard time ever disconnecting. Like, I knew that I should give her, like, so that she doesn't feel like she always has to be with, you know, that she needs you to have a good time or to, like, entertain her. And I have a real hard time. Not so much anymore, but like disconnecting and saying like, no, you can do your thing and I'm going to do my thing in the same room. But like, you know, you're going to do your thing and I'm going to do my thing. It was hard for me to do that.
What was the turning point?
She made a no boys allowed sign.
Oh, fuck. Oh, man. I guess I have to disconnect.
Yeah.
Can't disrespect the sign.
She slammed her door and locked it. No, I don't know. I think I hadn't really thought about it. And then when I did, or I heard somebody talking about that was important, I was like, oh shit, I think I need to start doing that.
Yeah.
And then I like made a conscious effort. But before that, I was just like, I was just like constantly like, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? And that's like not probably the best way to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows?
It's tough. Yeah.
We're all learning. Mm-hmm. And that's why you got to keep listening. Please like, subscribe.
And if you screw them up, have another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good message. We'll leave you with that. This has been Your Two Dads. Like, subscribe, share. I don't know.
Rate and review. Yeah. Brendan in particular.
Yeah. Brendan, do you have anything to promote?
Not on this podcast. I'll save it for
you don't want
kind of thing.
You
yeah,
don't, like you don't want people to realize you've lost your edge.
I want the teens. No, I'm too edgy. If you're a teen listening, check out my Twitter, okay? No, I don't. When does this come out?
Oh, my God.
God, it's like fucking in. You won't even. You'll be dead.
A couple of weeks.
I don't know what I don't, Brea Improv, because
yeah,
at some
check
point.
Yeah, check Brendan out to Brea Improv.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's been Your Two Dads. Thank you. And good night.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Comedy Central.